Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
YOLO, you only live once.
What makes a marriage work?
What's going on here?
Nico Tortorella and Bethany Myers
give us the real talk.
Getting married, we actually thought it would be easier dating other people.
Theirs is a modern marriage.
Every single person that cheats could be a little poly.
I look at my face, I'm so...
Ours is considered a classic.
I was Gloria's first boyfriend.
Today, the two come to a head at the red table.
Let's get down to business. Ooh. How often are you having sex?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hello.
Oh, God. Hey, you guys, I'm going to need therapy after this.
Emilio and I have been together for 45 years, and we have a very traditional relationship. We know what makes our marriage work, but since we've been together, the nature of marriage has changed. Traditional roles are a thing of the past, and more young people aren't getting married at all. Today, marriage is a choice, and every marriage has its own set of rules. People always ask us, how do you guys stay together? How do you get through the tough times? What are your secrets?
Uh-oh.
Baby, come on out. Where are you, my love?
There we go.
Are you ready for this? Because I don't know if I am.
Today is two against the queen of the table.
Aww.
So, tío, you know how much I love you. You know how much I admire you. You are the ultimate love story. Yes. So having said that, let's get down to business.
Oh, here it is.
How often are you having sex?
Pero.
Do you think
not
that's
as
like
often as before? That again, she's leaving the table. I knew that you were the one that was going to do that because every time sex comes up, whether in front of your brother or in front of you, it was like, la, 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 you don't want to hear
it. What kid wants to talk or think about their parents having sex?
All right, well, babe. Do you want me to take this?
No, but you know, sex is, you don't plan sex. It has to be natural. It has to be organic. I have sex Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No, that doesn't work.
I'm sure that the people out there wonder, how is really Gloria and Emilio in their personal life? You know, all the young generations that
they're asking themselves, how do we do this? How do I accomplish a long-lasting love relationship?
I'll tell you this. I didn't think I'd get married, all right? I had to take care of my dad. I had so many responsibilities as a kid. I wanted to live. I wanted to study. I wanted to travel. I had been accepted to the Sorbonne in France. I wanted to study diplomacy and international law. Never in my mind was, oh, I want to get married. What happened? Destiny.
In 1975, I met Emilio, who was the band leader of the Miami Latin Boys. After hearing me sing, Emilio asked me to join the band as lead singer.
Mind you, nothing was going on with us.
Right. No flirtation. You didn't feel
any
flirtation.
You know, your dad's a flirt with everybody. He's a flirt with life. I found him attractive, but I thought he was only 4.5 years older than me. But to me, he seemed like this man.
Right.
We started dating on that fateful day, July 4th, 1976. He goes, let's go get some air after we had played.
Yeah.
So we go upstairs. And we are seeing the fireworks going off all over the city, in Miami Beach, in the city of Miami,
what
whatever.
What a perfect moment.
It was a perfect moment.
Yeah, then so
he
romantic,
says,
Dad.
You know, today's my birthday. I go,
I said, the 4th is my birthday.
Is the 4th of July?
I said, the 4th is my birthday.
No, you did not. Do what? Not edit reality. He goes, why don't you give me a little kiss on the cheek? I go, no. No, you know what? I'll get you a present. Uh-huh. He goes, come on, a little kiss on the cheek. I go, all right. I went to kiss him on... It wasn't like that because it wasn't want to ruin my makeup. But then the fireworks went off inside, too.
In 1977, the band changed its name to Miami Sound Machine. A year later, we got married.
How do you separate your business life from your personal life? He's your manager. You're the star.
You know something? I think people are confused about, you know, the... Be married to your wife, being a manager, being a producer, work together. It's really hard. It's not easy. Having two successful career, we never talk about money. Your mom handles the money. I don't care about money. Is it true or no?
He hates numbers.
Care. Let me tell you, money together. Is a big problem when it comes to the relationship.
Which helps that we got together before any of this craziness.
But, you know, our relationship is totally different from anybody else. We were some immigrant kids that wanted to do a new sound, a new name, Miami. And people was against the labels and everything. And we play patios, we play weddings with bar mitzvahs and everything. The key was the only time that we was extremely happy because we was such a rough life is when we was performing. Music was a key thing for me and Gloria. And I think that we are very lucky that we share all these tough times to enjoy the big moments.
So there hasn't been one time that you guys have felt disrespected by the other?
I mean, when you talk about respect, it's about, you know, every marriage goes, you know, like a roller coaster, ups and downs. But I think the more difficult time was your grandmother. To me, missing my family, I was without my mom, without Lily, my brother, everybody else, was important to have a family. And she was rough with me. And she was concerned about being a musician. She saw what we was doing drugs. How are you going to make a living? I used to knock on the door, and she used to throw the door into my face.
Yeah, that was a big deal to me, which, by the way, that was the first time we actually broke up. He had given me this
You little... and Dad broke up?
Yeah, before we got married.
Did you know that?
No.
No, broke up. I said,
babe,
listen.
We broke up.
Yeah,
babe.
We said, listen, this relationship is not going to work.
No, we did not say. You said.
I said.
Okay. Like I said, we dated for 2 years, and then he gives me this ring. I think he thought that was automatically going to shift my mother, and that she was going to suddenly say, oh, he's going to marry her. He means business. Oh, no.
It was worse.
It was worse, and she got even more like this. So after a couple months of this happening, he said to me, I can't spend the rest of my life with a person that seems to hate me. And he had given me this beautiful ring, and I open the window of the car, and I take off the ring, and I go, I understand what you're telling me. And I wish I could tell you that I could control my mother, but I do understand. So I pretended that I was going to throw it out the window. But anyway, I told him, I don't want to mess up the band thing, all right? Because it's good for me and it's good for you. So I am going to try my best to have this work out. So I would go to rehearsal. I'd do the thing. I'd get in my car and book it. We had a gig that we were doing for like 6 weeks. I would get there right before the gig. The second I stepped off the stage, I would get in my car and book it. I would not answer my phone at home. I would not allow him to come anywhere near me or respond. One of the guys in the band invited me to a little pool party, and all of a sudden, who walks into the yard?
No.
Of course.
And I'm going, I look up and I'm going, what the hell is he doing here? And he just comes in like if nothing had happened, and he goes to me, you want to go to a movie? That was his apology.
When you get to our age, you learn a lot of things. When you have a difficult time, it's when you have to be more focused and you have to be definitely more
and
positive
tighter.
And tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get out if you are together in that situation. And that's the one thing that I tell
you. You got to row in the
Absolutely.
Same direction.
But I'm going to tell you, in marriage, people signing a paper, that's nothing. It's about what you have to do every single day to keep that marriage alive
yeah.
and to be innovative.
Papi, una pregunta para ti.
Mm-hmm.
Si tú me puedes decir una cosa, un secreto, one secret, que tú piensas que es más importante de cualquier otra cosa to have a successful relationship for you.
You have to think about the other person first before you.
Oh,
that's
yes.
a key.
Clave.
Yes.
Key. If you're both focusing on the other, which is what I think a couple is, then you're taken care of.
But now the new generation is YOLO, you only live once.
Yeah.
So everybody thinking of themselves instead of their partners. Or the friends, or the
and nothing
family.
Wrong with that. But yeah. then don't get married or don't get into
right,
a,
right. a committed relationship.
Right. He's never been selfish like that. And we've never been like that. There's no egos involved. And that's
yeah.
the problem. Because if you have this ego that thinks, oh, my desires right now are going to override my partner's, no matter how they're feeling, that's just it. This,
you know,
doesn't
the
work.
Never competed with each other.
No, never. She supports me, and I support her 100%.
Ever. How important do you guys think forgiveness is to have a long-lasting relationship?
You can always forgive, but there are certain things that you can't forget. And if that thing really sticks in your craw, you've got to talk about it, and you've got to let it go. Because the problem is, if you forgive someone, yeah. then actually forgive them.
Yeah.
Don't be,
no
I
baggage.
Forgive you, but the next time we have an argument, oh, I'm going to dredge this
yeah.
up again.
That's
it's not going to work.
You have to let it go.
I think one of the key things in relationship is to be generous. It's important. Even sometimes you don't have money to buy something, just do it. You know, in an anniversary, do a letter.
Generous of spirit.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you another thing that I think is a big part of the success of our relationship. I've never been bored. He keeps surprising me. You think, oh, he's going to think this way. And all of a sudden, what comes out of his mouth is like, what? What was that? So he keeps life really interesting. And I try to do the same for him, but he's a funny dude.
Yeah.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oye, y en los momentos íntimos, ¿ustedes hablan en español o en inglés?
Intimacy. Español.
Pero yo tengo un acento en inglés horrible, que ustedes no me entienden, entonces.
Arguing and emotional and sexual things, Spanish all the way. It's way more...
Yes.
You know.
Oye, baby.
Oye, hello. We don't need an example.
Have you taken naked pictures of Gloria?
No.
Hell no.
Not even a Polaroid?
No. Why?
Not right?
Here's a tip, people. Don't ever take a picture of anything that you don't want someone to see at some point somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that as a relationship increases in time together, do you think that sex becomes less important?
Absolutely. With age, more things, different things become important, because I know that we've been very, very sexually happy and we're very connected. And I think that's one of the secrets of the marriage. And from the beginning, before we got married, we talked about a lot of things.
A lot of things like what?
Just things like the priorities, the values, that we're on the same page. Because you know we're very different.
Yeah, but I was Gloria's first boyfriend. I love when Gloria says, he's amazing. I say, you never tried nothing else?
Okay, but did you ever wonder how it would
have
been?
I have never wondered.
Not one second.
No.
With the accident, how did you guys get back into the groove? Because that must have been
hard. It was rough.
You were paralyzed. And
it was rough because I also felt guilty. We were in prime age, and we were always very, very sexual and with each other.
I think I'm going to leave again.
Okay, no. But the bottom line is, Mama, it was big. You know how you asked how many times a week? For 30-some years, we had sex more than 3 times a week. Once you have kids, things are a little more complicated. You know, you slept in our bed.
I was going to say there was a lot of nights I was in your bed. Did that obviously affect your sex life?
We went somewhere else.
Oh, God. Hey, you guys, I'm going to need therapy after this.
Absolutely.
In order to have a long relationship, you have to be innovative, do the new things and creative. You have to be creative.
Okay, so how did that change from honeymoon to now? Is it more adventurous?
Is it less?
No,
it's not really.
Has it been constant?
Look,
are you guys like constant?
I'm going to tell you something that is not a secret. I love more Gloria than when I got married.
Ditto.
You know, so absolutely.
Okay, was the man designed to have sex with only one person for the rest of their lives?
I don't think anybody is really designed that way.
There are animals in nature that are truly monogamous.
Yes.
They mate for life. Humans are not naturally meant to be monogamous. You know, it's not normal.
I don't disagree with
you. For a human to be monogamous. So I think that there are a bunch of different ways to have a relationship.
Well, more and more couples today are breaking tradition and redefining modern love. And perhaps no couple exemplifies that more than Nico Tortorella and Bethany Myers. Nico, an actor and author whose book explores their sexual evolution, and Bethany, a fitness and lifestyle entrepreneur, are married, but nothing about their relationship is conventional. They're both gender fluid, identifying as them or they, and they are polyamorous.
Each is free to have sex outside their marriage as long as they're honest about it. Welcome, and Bethany. Boy, do we have questions for you.
We've got answers.
Welcome. We're so happy you're here.
Thank you.
My curiosity first is, what was the reason that you were so forthcoming with your relationship?
Similarly to you two, we met when we were kids as well. I mean, we've grown up together over the last 15 years, and we didn't decide from the get, this is who we are. It's been a labor of love to really get to this point.
I mean, I was raised super religious. I was raised literally knocking on people's doors asking if they knew if they were going to heaven or hell. And so part of what I think is a big foundation of Nico and I's relationship is to look at beliefs and things and to reevaluate them and to think about them in a different light. And it was really when we first started dating that all of a sudden, you know, I first realized I had feelings for a woman. I first started to read other books.
Your mind was blown.
Well, yeah, I think that we dated in so many different formats over the course of knowing each other. You had a serious relationship. I had a serious girlfriend. And we kind of thought, you know, maybe this is it. But there's like a deeper connection that I think existed that our partners that we were with could see. They're like, what is that between you and Nico?
It's hard to keep one partner in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I listen to you guys and I try to be in your shoes. And
it's never been difficult.
It's never been difficult.
No.
For you guys, it's organic.
Yeah.
A lot of people think about it from a monogamous lens.
Right.
So they're in a monogamous relationship. They look at what their relationship's like. And so the idea from a monogamous lens of your partner going and sleeping with someone else is like heart stabbing, right?
Right.
But I think our relationship is maybe set up a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. Every relationship that we had been in the past while we were trying to figure out exactly what the dynamic was, our partners were very confused by this, right? And like we were too. We knew what it meant on a spiritual level, right? But getting married, we actually thought it would be easier dating other people and bringing other people into our lives because, okay, you know, this is number one. This
makes sense.
Yeah. But I have physical space. I have emotional space for more.
When you have a special moment in your life, you want to share with the person you love.
Yeah.
Who do you call?
The first call is always going to be Bethany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my mom.
When we decided to get married, part of that was having the legal bond, being family, knowing that we're going to be family with one another. And, you know, we were talking about before we came on this, what did you say, babe? You were like, being poly isn't a state of being, it's a state of mind.
Yeah.
In the long run, you only live once and you have to be honest with each other. And
that's what it comes down to. If you can't communicate your desires with your partner, you're probably not in the right relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I think more people would be poly if they had honest conversations.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes, 100%.
I really do.
Every single person that cheats could be a little poly. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Well, the other person just doesn't know about it.
They just don't have the language for it. But you need a line. Every relationship needs a line.
Yeah.
And, like, it's important. If one of the two is thinking about crossing that line, ever have that conversation first. And, like, air it out.
You know, during the times when we were like, okay, we're together, we're living together, we're X, Y, and Z, we had a lot of moments of cheating on the other person, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, when we decided to get married, it was like, all right, well, what if we just set up what are the things that work for the other person and make us feel comfortable?
Rules. Parameters.
So parameters, right?
Now you have.
I want to know about it before it happens. I don't want to know about it after the fact because that gives me that backstabbed feeling, right?
Yeah.
That feeling that's like you've been left in the dark.
So you felt bad. Okay, that makes me feel good. Cause
She's going through it right now.
Okay, so I'm getting... Okay,
do you exclusively date women and you exclusively date men outside of your relationship?
I only have interest in dating women right now.
Well, just our sexualities are different, too. Like, I'm way more pan than you are. I'm attracted to all people.
Everything.
It doesn't really matter, But in terms of the guidelines for our relationship, I really can't date anyone that could potentially get pregnant. That's, like, been the rule, right? So anyone outside of that is...
But for women, she's
how do you know?
For you.
How do you know
exactly.
they don't
so
get
how do
pregnant?
You-
Well, if you don't date someone that can
that,
be
that
impregnated...
That doesn't have the parts.
Biologically.
Yeah.
Right. Biologically, they can't get
But that's a very good question, and I'm going to pocket that and bring it to our conversation later.
No, I look at my face. I'm still going
So you have different rules for each other.
And it's they're not the same fixed, set of rules. And they change.
And then if a rule comes on the table that's, like, an absolute no-no, has that ever happened?
No, I mean, like, me dating cis women has been an absolute...
Can you date trans women?
Yeah, for sure. And I have, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I was thinking, how about if you come home with someone and he doesn't like that person?
More so my partners than your partners. But yeah, I mean, it definitely does happen.
Or maybe I'm just more protective.
I'm not a jealous person.
Nico's definitely not a jealous person.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, I can be jealous. I think that jealousy is a really common emotion and not necessarily something that we have to shy away from. What helps me is, like, what am I actually afraid of? And usually when I think about what I'm actually afraid of, there's not really, so like, am I afraid Nico's going to leave me? No, I know you're not finding anybody better than me. I mean, I'm just, it's just the truth.
I do think it's important to say that one of the largest misconceptions about open relationships and polyamory in general is that, like, we're out here having sex with whoever we want all the time. 99 out of 100 times, there's not a single person that Bethany or I want to have sex with in a room. You know?
That's beautiful.
It's like, it just is. We're not, we
hear that or you're in the wrong room.
We're in the wrong room. No, but our openness and our polyamory is really about emotional space and intimacy. Yeah. I have a lot of best friends who I have intimate relationships with. And like that line is blurred, but like, I'm way more interested in having that emotional relationship with someone than I am, like, just getting my rocks off.
Right. Intimacy is very sexy, number one.
Yeah.
And not that easily found.
No.
Yeah.
Conversation can be more intimate than sex.
Totally,
sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. But is that cheating?
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, flirtation, for a fact, in monogamous couples, it's looked at, like, why are you flirting with someone else? You can flirt and enjoy sexual energy with somebody else and then turn around and go home.
For a long time, dating other people was a very big part of our relationship. And so I think that was actually the scarier thing about marriage is like, okay, we want to put it on paper. We want to start a family. We want to have kids. Like, we want to do these things.
Well, you guys
want to
have kids?
Sense.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me, sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates, young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right now, honestly, for me, kids is the only thing that makes me feel like, would that affect the child?
Have you thought about it?
Yeah, of course we've thought about it. And there are plenty of poly couples that have kids and understand that dynamic. We don't have kids yet, so we don't really know what it's going to look like.
One, I think it's tough because there aren't a lot of examples, public examples of relationships and different structures that can work. Mm-hmm. Two, I think that the idea of communally raising a family, though, has been around
forever.
So I don't think particularly that there could be something damaging. We have talked about, as we've been trying to get pregnant, the fact that, you know, actively being able to be polyamorous in our lives may be on pause for a while.
You're going to be tired.
Dating is hard in general. It takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure about all the things that happen here after you have a kid, but I'm pretty sure that there's probably going to be some time that you're going to want to be alone.
Exactly.
Do you feel that you are going to be the one sacrificing yourself for something that is going to keep you away from what he's going to keep on doing?
Well, and you both are non-binary, so maybe you don't want to assume the role of a mother, per se. You know,
we definitely have been forced to look at our biological sexes in like a very real way while trying to get pregnant, which has been interesting.
You are the perfect people to figure it out and write a book about it so that other people who are following in your footsteps, which are loads, will have some more information.
But you know something? I want to tell you, I love this because people think that you're perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
People make mistakes. You learn by mistake. I think you guys talking, what you guys are doing, what we went through, that happened with you coming out, you with your divorce. People need to talk about it because people will learn by seeing all these choices that you do in life.
They won't feel so alone.
In the long run, what is important is to be honest to yourself and to be happy.
Right.
I think the most important thing in our relationship and what's like really just kept us going every single day is we make each other laugh.
Ditto on that because, hello, he makes me laugh every day, whether he's aware of it or not.
I saw because I was sexy, but not sexy.
Oh, babe. You're sexy, babe.
You are blessed to have each other.
Yes.
That's the only thing that I can say. And I hope
we feel the same way.
That people learn from this relationship that at the beginning I read and I'm like,
how does that work?
How does this work?
We're complicated on paper. We make a lot more sense in person. Everyone makes more sense in person. And I think that's takeaway. And we are making change right now, right?
Yeah.
And that is why we have these conversations.
Exactly. To be less judgmental of each other. Because the thing is, people love to judge from the position of like, oh, well, this is what I've been taught and this is the correct way. Marriage has changed throughout eons.
Right, right.
You know, the way I look at it is I think we're spirits inhabiting a specific body at this moment, which may be male, female, but there's no sex to a spirit. We have an infinite ability to love.
Some people will never take what you guys do right, but I think through times you're going to see a lot of changes. People will be more honest.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you all. This is wonderful.
Come back with the baby. Come back with the baby.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I love the blue.
Yeah, this is the blue table talk
today. I'm loving the
magic. Thank you.
It always happens accidentally.
Us too. Although I secretly think that he sees my clothes hanging that I picked, and then he goes, that's a good idea.
Definitely
And you guys are going to have beautiful babies.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/ Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.